Mike.
And I'm Sue.
And you're listening to Life, Death and Sex.
With Mike and Sue.
Thank you, and welcome to the show, where later we'll be meeting the GM farmer who's been trying to grow perfectly round apples.
Yes, indeed. Apparently the experiment started off well, but ended up going a bit pear-shaped. Also, African civil rights leaders will be telling us how they won their struggle against apartheid.
And African uncivil rights leaders will be telling us to sod off and mind our own business. And finally, we'll be hearing from our roving holiday reporter who'll be telling us all about the delights of Lahore.
I didn't know he went to Pakistan.
He didn't. He was in Paris.
I see. Well, that's all to look forward to later, but first we're going to be turning the spotlight onto the limelight.
That's right, because our first topic today is fame. Do you know something, Sue? Fame... It's a funny old thing. For example, whenever people come up to me asking for my autograph, do you know what I always say to them?
That'll be £10.
I have to cover my expenses. People shouldn't expect something for nothing. I had to serve a tough old apprenticeship to get where I am today.
Yes, I remember that late night talk show on Radio Leatherhead that you did for 6 months. I heard it a couple of times and it really was hard going.
I should say it was. It was exhausting.
Difficult for you as well.
You know the big lesson I learnt from it?
Oh, yes, of course I do, Mike. I read the Broadcasting Complaints Authority's adjudication. You learnt that calling a member of an ethnic minority a Workshire immigrant sponger was in breach of the Race Relations Act. Telling a manically depressed caller to your agony slot that he sounded like a total loser and would be better off out of it was a major factor in the man's subsequent suicide.
It got the ratings. You know... I used to have a bulging post bag delivered to my desk every week.
Yes, and every week the building had to be evacuated until the army had defused it.
Look, now listen, the point is, it's how I learnt my craft. You have to be prepared. Being a famous celebrity is not an easy life.
That is true, Mike. And nowhere is it harder than in the rough and tumble world of pop music.
8 a.m. on what may turn out to be the biggest day in young Darren Vernon's life.
Yeah, well, today I've got my audition for this new boy band called Lad Zone. I can't read music and I can't sing, but I've got this funny little dancey move. So, I'm quietly confident.
9:30 and Darren's audition seems to have gone well.
I love the funny little dancey move, Darren. So you're going to be the songwriter and lead vocalist.
Oh, great. Well, thank you, Mr. Garley.
Just call me Sven.
By 10 a.m, the band is complete and they're ready to shoot their first video.
Yeah, basically, it's all set underwater and we're in combat gear and I have to pretend to play the bagpipes while doing my funny little dancey move. Shouldn't be too difficult.
It's a testing time for Darren. He's never been in a band, he's never been in a video, and he's never learned to swim.
Mr. Garley, come on, can I just...
By midday, the video's in the can, and it's time for the big moment, the record launch.
I'm Gary, and I'm the funny one.
I'm Kevin, and I'm the clever one.
I'm Denzel, and I'm the quiet one.
And I'm Darren, and I'm the cute one.
And we're Ladzone!
Ladzone!
12:30, and Lad Zone's debut single, Love You Forever If You Don't Wear That Jacket, has sold out. Darren and the boys are guaranteed their first number one.
Can't believe it. Obviously, I'm delighted.
12:31, and at the peak of their success, Kevin has left the band.
I can't believe it. Obviously, I'm gutted. You know, it's just like that. He walked out, Kevin did. And, I mean, you know, after all we've been through together as well, this morning sort of thing, I mean, he was unpopular and none of us actually liked him, but we're going to show him that we don't need him, basically.
But by 1 p.m, the all-new lineup is history. On his way back from the record launch, Gary has developed a serious cocaine habit. He's been sacked from the band, but Darren is putting a brave face on it.
Well, I've always seen myself ultimately as a solo performer. I mean, obviously, it's a big step so soon, you know, but I hope all my fans will stand by me. Wow! All those fans out there for me. I can't believe it's happening, Sven.
It's not. They're all here for my latest teen band, Spots.
What? But, Sven,
and another thing, it's Mr. Garley to you. Shut the door on your way out.
3:30 p.m. and Darren should be home in time for his tea.
Now, you know, I mean, I've no regrets. It's been interesting and, you know, I've got loads of great memories, I really have. And, you know, maybe we'll come back into fashion, you never know. I mean, you know, there have been 60s and 70s revivals. Maybe one day there'll be an 8th of September 1999 revival. And I'll tell you one thing, when it happens, I'll be ready.
You know, Mike, I used to get massive crushes on pop stars.
Really, Sue? Do you know, I always thought you were much more, I don't know, much more sensible than
that. Oh, God, no, I'd tell you some of the things I did.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Well, I once, okay, once, I threw a pair of my knickers at Tom Jones.
That's not so bad.
He was in a restaurant at the time. They landed right in his suit.
Actually, Sue, I was taking things a bit far.
Oh, no, he was really cool about it. He just kept on eating.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, if you think that's extreme, Mike, just you wait till you meet our next guest.
What next guest?
Well, I know this is a bit of a surprise for you, Mike, but we're about to meet a super fan. Someone whose admiration for a celebrity has become an obsession, elevating them to an almost divine status.
Sounds a bit of a nutter.
Well, you can judge for yourself because she's here now, Jane Stevens.
Hello, Sue. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Jane. Now, I don't quite know how to start this.
It's all right, I do. Now, not wishing to appear in any way rude, but you must be a bit of a sad, deluded individual. Would you say that's fair comment?
Well...
Jane, maybe you can just start by telling us which celebrity is it that you worship?
Oh, who do you think? Mike?
No, I haven't got a clue. I think you better tell us.
No, it's you, Mike. I'm mad about you.
Mm-hmm. You see, I said it was going to be a surprise.
Sue, you know... this is all so embarrassing. I mean, well, it's very nice, obviously, but... Well, I'm flattered. And it's a pleasure to meet you, Jane. And I would see it as a great privilege. If you would accept this life, death and sex with Mike and Sue ballpoint pen as a small souvenir of you meeing me. £10, please.
So, Jane, when did this fervent and, dare I say it, irrational preoccupation with Mike start?
Well, with Mike, it's been a couple of years now, but being a superfan is in my blood, you know. Ever since I was a wee girl, it started with James Dean, then there was Buddy Holly.
I feel proud to be in such exalted company.
Ah, yes, then there was President Kennedy. I always had a thing about him. Then Elvis Presley.
Hang on.
John Lennon.
Please.
Mike, what's so funny?
No, it's not funny as such, Sue. It's just that all these people, well, shall we say that, you know...
Died before their time. And people have pointed that out before,
well,
yes.
Well, that's probably just a coincidence. Let's hope so, eh, Mike?
Thank you, Sue. Jane, the thing is, I'm sorry if this is going to disillusion you, but, well, I'm really not worthy of your admiration. The truth is, I'm a complete and utter bastard.
No, of course you're not. Come on, Sue, you'll back me up on this one, won't you?
I wish I could, Jane.
Well, nothing you can say is going to change my mind. Because as far as I'm concerned, Mike, you're a god.
I'm not even famous. Not really, not in the great scheme of things. I mean, what's wrong with Noel Edmonds, eh? Or Cliff Richard, he's had a good innings. Well, why me?
I love you, Mike.
You're a witch. I'm too young to die.
I wish he'd calm down. He's going to give himself a heart attack, sure he is.
Yes, for many people, it's once they're famous that their problems really begin.
Yes, indeed. Their ideal world can appear to crumble away a bit further every day.
But for those who find the celebrity life in the fast lane all too much, help is at hand.
And nothing can beat a quiet stay at the top people's retreat from the world, the Friary.
Sarah? Sarah, darling. What are you doing here?
Oh, sweetie, absolute nightmare. I'm just, like, so totally partied out. I've been advised to take a complete break.
Yeah, same here. Like, that launch do for Clara's latest range. It was final straw. Champagne.
Lovely.
Zara.
Laura. What are you doing here?
Total sociability overkill, darling, sent me over the edge.
Really, darling? Are you poor, baby?
Well, no, actually. My agent booked me in. Thought it'd be good PR.
Super. Champagne.
Oh, lovely. Hey, you'll never guess who I bumped into in the corridor this morning.
Oh, tell us, sweetie.
Nicky.
Oh, yeah, I heard he was here, along with Nicky, Vicky and Dickie.
What about Charlie?
Well, we were expecting a delivery this morning, darling, but still no news.
Champagne.
Lovely.
Yeah, what about Tora, by the way?
No, she had to go back to London.
London? Why don't you want to do that?
No, between you and me, I think this place was getting a bit too much for her. Poor darling, just couldn't stand the pace.
Oh, yeah, lightweight.
Well, now, Mike and I have a really very special treat in store for everyone, haven't we, Mike?
Have we?
Yes, of course we have. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have today in the studio a very, very special guest.
Who's that, then?
It's Wakey Wakey Britain's very own weather girl herself, Maria Chamberlain.
Who?
Thank you. Thank you. And can I just say that I'm here today...
Am I supposed to know her?
Of course, it's Maria Chamberlain.
Thank you. And can I just say that I'm here today...
So what does she do, then?
She's Wakey Wakey Britain's very own weather girl.
Ah, so you mean she reads Met Office reports off an auto cue? Gosh, that is impressive.
Thank you. And can I just say I'm here today...
Good. Thank you. Well, Maria...
Can I just say...
Yes?
That I'm here today.
Mike, what have you done to her auto cue?
Me? Hmm? Nothing. No. No. I never touched it. I wouldn't go near one of those things.
Maria, just relax. It's okay. I'll get you through this. Just look at me, Maria. Look at me. Now, Maria, you're here today to talk about your favourite good cause, aren't you? Maria? Maria, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And your favourite good cause is?
My favourite good cause.
Yes.
My favourite good cause is?
Yes, Maria, what is it?
Charity.
Right.
That's it, is it?
Okay, Maria, which particular charity are we thinking of, love?
Charity.
Yeah, but I mean, which type? Which type? Little fluffy animals or starving black children? Something in between, maybe?
Like little starving black animals?
Well...
We've got her on to do an appeal for Save the Hungry Moles.
Just take your time, Maria.
Oh, this is ridiculous, okay. Sue.
I think charity is, good.
We'd all agree with that. And thank you. Thank you for those wise words, Maria Chamberlain.
No. Actually, Sue, I think those were wise words from the incredibly talented and amazingly famous Marika, whoever there. And I'm sure that she will be happy to turn those words into action for us.
What do you mean, Mike?
Well, you know, Sue, they say that talk is cheap, except in the case of this woman who charges a small fortune to come on the show because she's so bloody famous. Isn't that right?
Can I just say...
Then you'd be happy to take part in a sponsored event for your beloved charity. Of course you can, Maris.
Mike!
Well, what's that? A bungee jump? Excellent. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for... what did you say your name was?
Maria Chamberlain.
Her. You're listening to Life, Death and Sex with Mike and Sue.
Well, whilst Maria goes to get ready for her bungee jump on behalf of, charity, it's time for our next topic.
Which is parties and entertaining.
Now, just imagine how terrible it would be to organise a party and have no one come to it.
Oh, if you can't imagine that, phone William Hague and ask him.
And it's to avoid feeling like that that people nowadays employ professionals to arrange their parties for them.
Right, now first things first. Just what kind of party do you have in mind?
Well, we're not sure, really.
Which is why we've called you in.
Yeah, we thought a professional party arranger like you would be able to advise us on what we'll need.
Very wise. Yeah. Now, have you got a party bore?
A what?
A bore. You know, a fanatical golfer or someone who did their own conveyancing on their house.
No, I don't think so.
Well, there is your friend Chris.
What about Chris? He's not boring. I've known him for years.
Oh, no, you have. 13 years, 4 months, 7 days and 16 hours, actually.
How did you know that?
Well, he told me. He always tells me. And it was a Tuesday when you met, which was also the driest Tuesday in November for the past 6 years.
Yeah, all right. I suppose he does go on a bit. Yeah. But at least he doesn't do endless Monty Python impersonations like your brother.
What?
Actually, a Monty Python impersonator doesn't count as a bore. They're an irritant.
I'll have you know, my brother has a very good sense of humour.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he does. Just that it's somebody else's.
Now, I'm sure you'll have no shortage of drunk.
Oh, you've met his family, then.
But, how are you doing for leches?
Well, there's her cousin Norman.
He's not a lech.
Sure.
Does he keep up a stream of highly unfunny and increasingly offensive sexual banter with every woman he meets?
No. Just bonks around a lot.
That's really not the same, is it? No, what we're looking for here is a slightly creepy, maybe sweaty sort of bloke who hangs around the buffet making suggestive comments about the size of sausages on steaks.
No, I don't think we've really got anyone like that.
Unless you do it. Well, as I recall, it was what you were doing at Tony and Jemima's housewarming.
That was a complete misunderstanding. That woman worked in a pet shop.
So?
So, when I said, if you're selling one of those puppies, I'll have the one with a pink nose, I was...
Anyway, I don't think it's a good idea to have a host lecturing. I'll get one of the caterers to do that.
As usual.
What do you mean by that?
You know.
Right, well, I think that's everything. Oh, except this is a family gathering?
Yes.
So you'll be wanting a fight. It is sort of traditional.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be a fight.
Yeah, and then we'll do the announcement.
Announcement?
Yes, I think we've decided to get divorced, haven't we?
You know, it can be a problem deciding what kind of party one is going to have.
Mm, indeed it can, Mike.
Although, personally, I've never liked really big, raucous bashes.
Oh, no?
No. I'm happy with just a small handful of friends.
Well, that's just as well, really, isn't it?
Why did you say that?
Because it's a sad fact that the livelier the party, the more likely it is to attract gate crashers.
Oh, hi, yeah, we're, Fenter Karen.
I'm sorry.
He means Sharon.
No, I think you've got
Darren.
Wrong.
Warren, that's yeah. It. Yeah, I couldn't read his handwriting on the invite, no.
No, really, there's no one.
Dave, yeah, Mark, Margaret, Joanne.
Trevor, Susie, Paul, Samantha.
No. Herbert, Cecil, Gertrude, no. Selwyn. No.
Come on, give us a clue.
No, really.
Oh, I know, we're the band.
Yeah, the disco.
Caterers.
Strippers.
Oh, really?
No, not the last one, no.
Oh, shame.
Oh, come on, just let us in, will we, please?
You won't be any trouble.
No, trouble.
Look, I'm sorry, I can't.
Why not?
Because the party's next door. Well, now we're going to go over live to the roof of the building where Mike has gone to join Maria Chamberlain as she prepares for her bungee jump for charity. Now, are you sure this is a good idea, Mike?
Oh, hello, Sue.
Hello.
Yes, Maria's here getting ready to discover that if you're going to be famous, that at some stage you're going to have to do something. Isn't that right, dear?
Can I just say?
Not now, because it's still my show. So, Sue, we're putting the harness onto Maria now. Obviously, safety is of paramount concern to us.
And just how big a drop is it from the roof, Mike?
Well, I've done the calculations, Sue, and we're 100 metres above the ground up here.
100 metres? That's very high, Mike. Are you sure that's right?
Of course I'm sure, Sue. You don't think I'd just make it up, do you?
No, but all the same...
So we have to carefully calculate the length of the elastic. So, while we're doing that, back to you in the studio, Sue.
Right. These days, entertaining is increasingly seen as a valuable tool in business. If you want that order, take the head buyer for a lavish day out. And it really doesn't matter where you go.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the 1999 Royal Open Corporate Freebie Cup. Live from St. Twickenden, and what a good morning's entertainment we've had so far.
Oh, my goodness, yes, Tom, remarkable. It's only lunchtime, and already I am completely and utterly smashed. It's remarkable.
Yeah?
Quite remarkable.
That's right. Since the first mobile phone went off at around 9 this morning, it's been pretty much non-stop here.
Quite remarkable.
We've seen schmoozing, ligging, brown-nosing and back-slapping of a quality that, quite frankly, can only be described...
as remarkable.
Exactly.
I thought so.
Yes, I thought so too, Richie. So, champagne, fine wines, beer, hip flasks, you name it.
Don't mind if I do, Tim. Tom.
Yes. And there's very good, Richie, yes. And there's news from the food tent that the course record is about to be broken by a group of city traders whose lunch is already standing at a staggering 19 courses. And they've only just reached the fish.
Shintom.
Now, with more news, what's happening? Oh, I say, well, with more news, let's go over to Julianne Winwatt, who's down by the track. Julianne. Julianne, are you there?
Thank you, Tom. Bit of controversy down here at the Brook. One of a party of salesmen of the month from a small dry cleaning supply company near Staines has tested positive for a banned substance.
Really? Now, do you know at this stage what it is?
No, it's difficult to say.
You mean like hyrandidoxyethanol? That's a bugger to say.
No, I mean I can't see properly from here. It could be lemonade, but my feeling is it's going to turn out to be mineral water. He's claiming it's because he's taking antibiotics, but there is going to be an inquiry.
And will he have to give urine?
Oh, yes, he's already had plenty of that taken out of him by all of his mates.
Well... that is a shame, Richie. It's a sad day for corporate entertainment when a group of hard-drinking businessmen can't get completely legless at someone else's expense.
You know, the next thing you know, they'll actually be laying on a bit of sport in an attempt to justify it all.
Yeah, well, I think that's going a bit far, really, Richie. I do. Because apart from that unpleasant little incident we've just heard described, I think this year's Royal Open Corporate Freebie Cup is going to be one to remember. What do you reckon?
But you know something. I don't think I can ever remember... where I left my car. Do you think you can help me up?
Mike, are you there? Can you hear me, Mike?
Hello, Sue, yes. And a small but enthusiastic crowd has gathered here on the roof to watch a frankly terrified-looking Maria Chamberlain do her bit for her beloved charity.
Yeah, Mike, that's all very well, but what I think you've
and
done
is... And let's see what they're making of all this.
Mike?
Hello, Mike.
You! Look, I thought I told you to keep away from me.
Oh, it's all right. I'm not here for you, Mike.
You're not?
No, that pen you gave me.
It was rubbish, a cheap bastard!
I'm not your sort of fan anymore. No, I'm here to see her.
Her?
Maria Chamberlain. I'm just mad about her now. Look at her standing on the edge of the roof. Lovely blonde hair, blue eyes, greenish face.
Mike, listen to me. This is very important.
Indeed it is, Sue, because it's for charity that she's jumping.
No, you mustn't.
Any last words, Maria?
Did I just say?
No, Mike, off you go, then.
I love you, Maria. I'm your biggest fan.
Well, there goes Maria. And one of the people watching up here is Maria's fiancé, Tony. He's certainly got a very special party to look forward to. His stag night. What's happened? What's happened?
Right, it is going to be a fantastic night. I've got everything arranged.
What time's the groom turning up?
Any minute. Now, we're going to stay here till closing time, right, and keep spiking his drinks.
Yeah. Whoa, until he's really drunk.
Until he's got alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, he's got to love it.
And then we've got the stripper.
Brilliant. So what we got? Roly-poly, sexy WPC.
Even better, yeah. It's the bride's sister.
Class.
So we all got our cameras ready.
Yeah.
You're standing by.
Good, because we can get them developed and send them to his new in-laws before the big day.
He's going to love this.
Yeah, once he's stripped naked, right, we drop him off outside the local Kosovan refugee centre with this sign round his neck saying, I am Slobodan Milosevic.
I love
how
he's going to love it.
And if he survives that, I've got the ball and chain and the handcuffs.
Hey. What, you mean you're going to chain him up to a lamppost? Fantastic.
Even better. I've done a confession letter, and we're going to hand him over to the serious crime squad.
What, he has to spend the night in the cells?
A night? You are joking. I did my brother's stag, and he's still doing a 12 stretch for armed robbery.
No! This is going to be the best stag night ever.
He's going
to
love this.
Well, you know, I had to do something special for him, didn't I? Oh, I mean, yeah. He's still my best mate.
Right.
Even if he is marrying my ex-wife.
It was horrible, Sue.
Okay, Mike, okay. It wasn't your fault. Well, it was your fault.
I can't think what went wrong.
Well, Mike, you see, there's a bit of a difference between 100 metres and 100 feet.
I'll never forget it. She smashed into the ground.
I know.
Though she lay there for a second, crumpled like some beautiful fallen bird, and then suddenly... Boy, boy, boy. And smash back down. And down.
Calm down, Mike.
It took her ages to stop.
Mike. Look, if it's any consolation, Maria Chamberlain may have had her young life snuffed out in a cruel, pointless and frankly avoidable accident. And although we can't know what went through her head until the autopsy at least, I feel sure it was the thought that she was doing it for charity.
That's right, Sue, that's right. And for those of us privileged to have had our lives touched by knowing her, however briefly, she will stand as an example.
Mm.
She was always cheerful. No matter how bad things got, she would always bounce back.
She truly was the nation's sweetheart.
And we will never, ever forget her. Sleep well, sweet angel.
Well, that's all we've got time for today.
That's right. So I'm Mike.
And I'm Sue.
And this has been Life, Death and Sex.
With Mike and Sue.
Life, Death and Sex with Mike and Sue was written by David Spicer and Hugh Rycroft from a format by Bill Dare. It starred Robert Duncan and Jan Ravens with Roger Blake, Alistair McGowan, Ronnie Ancona and Emma Kennedy. Music was written by Mark Burton and the producer was Helen Williams.